This is a podcast from RNIB's Insight Radio.
It's time for us to talk audio description. Fancy a trip to the theatre or the ballet? Well, Vocalise has got loads that are audio described. We don't have time to tell you about them all, or it'd be an entire show all to itself. And Toby Davey would just run out of voice, wouldn't you, Toby?
Well, I wouldn't mind having my own show, Adam. That would be nice.
No, hang on, this is my show. You just calm yourself. Right, we are going to dive right in, Toby, with a classic. We've got Guys and Dolls.
Yes, and this is at the Savoy Theatre in London, and the audio described performance is on Thursday, 4th of February at 7:30pm. There will be a touch tour at 5:45. Tickets are from £32.50, and the box office is 0844 871 7677. It's a Chichester Festival production, which is in the West End at the moment, and it will be going out on tour as well. And if people don't know Guys and Dolls, it's a sizzling New York tale of gangsters, gamblers, and nightclub singers. And people may know the story, may know some of the tunes like Luck Be a Lady Tonight and Sit Down, You're Rocking the Boat. So lots of tunes that people can sing along to as well. And it's led by a cast and orchestra of over 40. And it's led by Sophie Thompson, who takes the role of Miss Adelaide, and also David Haig, who takes the role of, he's Nathan Detroit. So it's a good one for people if they're into their musicals and love good tunes.
Have you been known to partake of a sing-song while you're there, Toby?
I try not to sing because my singing is not very good, Alan.
The other audience members may not appreciate it.
Oh, no.
At least you're honest, Toby. Let's go to Nottingham then, and we've got Jane Eyre.
Yes, and the audio described performance is on Saturday, the 13th of February at 1:30pm. There will be a touch tour, time to be confirmed. Ticket price from £29.50, and the box office is 0115 989 5555. This is a Bristol Old Vic and National Theatre production, which is directed by Sally Cookson, and the production will also be going on a nationwide tour. It's obviously based on the novel by Charlotte Bronte, and it's almost 170 years since she wrote Jane Eyre. And the story, it's of a trailblazing Jane, and it's as inspiring today as it ever was. And this is it's a bold and dynamic production, which uncovers one woman's fight for freedom and fullness on her own terms. I saw a production of Jane Eyre, not this one, but another production at the Trafalgar Studios in London, and it's a great production. It's very, very moving in times as well. So one for people who enjoy their Charlotte Bronte.
Okay, then, change of genre now, Toby. We're heading to Leeds for Così Fan Tutti.
Yes, and this is Opera North's production. And the first audio described performance is at the Grand Theatre in Leeds, and that's on Thursday, the 18th of February at 7pm. The touch tour at 5:45pm. And tickets are from £15, and the box office is 0113 243 9999. There are other audio described performances at Newcastle Theatre Royal on Friday, the 4th of March. Also at Nottingham Theatre Royal, and that's on Friday, the 11th of March. And also at the Lowry, again, that's Friday, the 18th of March, and performance times are 7pm, with touch tours at 5:45pm. The themes of truth, deception, loyalty, and desire in relationships are all explored through Così Fan Tutti, and it starts with a bet. Don Alfonso wages that the fiancés of two young men, they won't they won't stay faithful to their young men if put to the test. And it's set against Mozart's most sort of dazzling and beautiful music. And I would suggest that people haven't heard Così fan tutti, they should probably have a listen to it, because the music is wonderful, and it's sung in English, so it's an easy one for people to follow as well.
But I know sometimes with audio description at opera you have to get some of the translation as well of some of the songs, so that must be a big help if it's in English.
Yes, and much easier for people to follow if it's in English, and also the introductory notes will give people a bit of background to the production and the different acts and things. So there's obviously a lot of pre-show information that people can listen to or read before they go.
OK, let's move on to London now, Toby, and we have Escaped Alone.
This is at the Royal Court Theatre, and the audio described performance is on Saturday the 27th of February at 2:30 p.m. There's a touch tour at 1 p.m. Tickets from £12, and the box office is 020-7565-5000. And this is by the renowned playwright Carol Churchill. People may have heard of some of her productions, one called Top Girls, also A Number and Cloud Nine. I've seen a couple of them, haven't seen all of her productions. But this is a black comedy, which I don't think she's done sort of comedy before. And it's a story about three old friends and a neighbour. And it sort of centres around the summer afternoons in the back garden, and also tea and also catastrophe. And the old women, there's three or four old women, talk about their grandchildren, they talk about old money, but they also talk about things of today, so talking about drones and worlds within worlds. And one of the women has, I think she killed somebody in the past, and she went to prison for a bit. The writing, I mean,
all discussed over a picnic in the garden.
Exactly, and the writing is incredible, and the four old ladies sort of reminisce about things, but in between these reminiscing are sort of monologues by one of the characters. It's only just opened at the Royal Court, and I've read a couple of reviews today, which sound really good. And if people haven't seen Carol Churchill's work, they should really go and see it. And the Royal Court is a great place, and a lot of their productions do transfer into the West End. I saw Hangmen a couple of weeks ago, which was a Royal Court production. So if people want to go and see some new writing, they should drop along to the Royal Court.
Thumbs up from Toby there. I know we're running out of time, Toby. Just very quickly, I know you wanted to squeeze one final Matthew Bourne production in.
Yeah, I just wanted to remind people about Sleeping Beauty. We did talk about it last time, and just remind people that there's an audio-described performance this Saturday at Milton Keynes Theatre at 2:30 p.m. There's also a performance at the New Victoria Theatre in Woking, and that's on Saturday the 6th of February at 2:30 p.m. There's also Birmingham Hippodrome, and that is on Saturday the 13th of February, again at 2:30 p.m. We also have Liverpool Empire, and that's on Thursday the 18th of February at 7:30 p.m. And in March and April, the production is also going to Bristol Hippodrome, Norwich Theatre Royal, the new Wimbledon Theatre, and also Nottingham Theatre Royal with audio-described performances.
Well, Toby, I thought you were going to head up to December to the Pantos for a minute there. If anyone would like any more information, Toby, on the vocalised productions, where can they get all the info?
If people have access to the internet, they can always go to our website, which is vocalise.co.uk, and vocalise is VOCALEYES. If people are into their social media, they can follow us on Twitter. They can share their thoughts about the productions they go to on our Facebook page. People can obviously receive our newsletter, which goes out in print, braille, and on audio CD. And if people don't have access to the internet, they can always give the office a call on 020-7375-1043.
Toby, thanks very much for speaking with us on Insight Radio.
Thank you very much, Alan.
Thanks for listening to this podcast from RNIB's Insight Radio. For more podcasts, check out insightradio.co.uk.